Saying the financial system faces an unprecedented challenge, President Bush says the government must intervene in the markets to restore financial stability. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says emergency legislation will be presented to lawmakers within the next few days.
I look forward to working with Congress to pass necessary legislation to remove these troubled assets from our financial system. When we get through this difficult period, which we will, our next task must be to improve the financial regulatory structure so that these past excesses do not reoccur.
Paulson and Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke briefed congressional leaders on the plan on Thursday night. The Treasury Secretary says he hopes for congressional approval next week. The plan would create a government entity that would buy bad loans. A similar agency, the Resolution Trust Corporation, was created in 1989 to deal with the bad loans related to the real estate lending at the time. The RTC cost American taxpayers about $150 billion. Paulson says that the bank rescue is likely to cost much more now.
We're talking hundreds of billions. This needs to be big enough to make a real difference and get at the heart of the problem.
President Bush, speaking about the financial crisis for the third time this week, said significant amounts of taxpayer money will be put at risk, but that he expects the money will eventually be paid back. Without government action, he said, there was a risk that financial sector activity would grind to a halt. Wall Street welcomed the news of the bailout as the stock market indexes soared. They had registered deep declines earlier this week as one investment bank collapsed and a giant insurer was taken over by the U.S. government. The federal government already has pledged more than $600 billion in the past year to bail out or help bail out some of the biggest names in American finance. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.